Good morning and welcome to the conference call of Division Wireless Technology AG. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Chen-Hua Ping, Mr. Hongbo Zheng, and Mr. Drew Burns.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you very much for taking the time to participate in our call this morning. We're sorry for the delay in the start. Mr. Chen is in a different location from Alex Zheng and me. We're in Beijing. He's in Fuzhou. Please, we had some technical issues getting on the line, and given that we're in difficult locations, if the translation is a little bit slower for some of the questions during the Q&A, please bear with us for that as well. I will open with the presentation that was circulated prior to the call that you should have received in a PDF file with a very quick overview of our business model just for the investors on the call who might not be too familiar with our story. I'll turn it to Alex, who will go right into our financial results for the year, changes in the cash position, and then finally an update on the share buyback and the outlook that we have for the rest of the year. First, we'll have a quick statement from our CEO, Chen-Hua Ping. Chen总，就做个小欢迎吧。
Hello，大家上午好，我是网讯的CEO陈国平，非常高兴能够跟今天大家做2011年的年报。
Good morning to everyone. This is Vision CEO Chen-Hua Ping. Very happy to have the opportunity to present our 2011 full year results to you this morning.
OK，那个今天年报按照我们的那个议程。然后呢，这个由我们的 CFO 这个跟大家公布2011年的我们的业绩状况。
Very happy to have the opportunity to share with you today not only our results for the year 2011, but also our progress that we've made in our business model. 好，还有吗？
没了。
Okay. Then with that, we'll go straight into the presentation, beginning on page 2 of the document that was circulated. The company was established in 2002. We made our IPO in 2009 on October 1st. We were the only prime standard IPO in Frankfurt for that whole year, raising net proceeds of about 44 million euro. We have a business model that focuses in three major product areas or market segments, being wireless data terminals, mobile intelligent terminals, and mobile applications. We have sales channels that involve selling directly to consumers through retailers and distributors, so essentially sales and distribution agents. And then also a major part of our sales channels are the telecom operators themselves. So it's China Telecom, China Unicom, China Mobile. In each of our big business segments, all three are very important customers for us. And then finally, we have the newest component to our business model, which is a B2B sales model involving selling solutions to insurance and financial companies, primarily state-owned companies. That includes both hardware and customized applications that they use in their business. I mentioned the three major product groups or the business segments, wireless data terminals, mobile intelligent terminals, and online apps. You can see a breakdown of those on the third page. Wireless data terminals is traditionally the core of our business, what we've been doing since the beginning of the company. That includes wireless data cards, routers, wireless modules. Vast majority of these we sell directly to telecom operators as they procure them and send them on to the end user. We also sell through the sales and distribution agents that I mentioned. The same is true of the mobile intelligent terminals. That's the primary product in that group is our tablet PC, the V7 tablet PC, which we released in June of 2011. So when you see our 2011 results, the results for the second half of the year, which Alex will talk about, were aided by sales of this product. We also offer an e-reader and a PC to DV, which is essentially a device that allows for a wireless connection between a laptop PC and a TV monitor instead of needing to do it with a long, awkward cable. Then finally, the mobile online applications are run through our wholly owned subsidiary, Vision Anjul, that focuses specifically on applications for the Android platform and is run with both a online app store that we keep in-house that is entirely ours called the V-Market. We also then sell through a shop-in-shop model with the telecom operators, China Telecom, China Unicom, and China Mobile. And then finally also offer a white label service where we can design and fill an application store for device manufacturers who produce hardware such as tablet PCs and smartphones but do not have the capability to do their own online app store. We're able to build that for them through our subsidiary Vision Onto. These are our three business segments, how they each contributed to our results over 2011 and how we see them developing over 2012. You'll hear more about from our CFO and CEO. With that, I'd like to turn it to Mr. Zheng Hongbo, or Alex Zheng, beginning on page 4, where you see our 2011 full year results. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Drew. Good morning, everyone. Next, I will take you go through the key financials for the fiscal year 2011. Firstly, income statements. Our total revenue for 2011 was around 77 million euros, representing a decrease of 24% from the same period of 2010. Now let me walk you through the major revenue components and trends. The revenue decrease was mainly due to the decrease in the sales of wireless data cards and the VNO packages. Sales of wireless data card decreased from 93 million euros in 2010 by 51 million euros or 55% to 42 million euros in 2011. Since Vision stopped the activated internet access plan in virtual network operation, so VNO packages, there was no commission for VNO packages. In 2010, the commissions amounted to around 3.5 million euros. Revenue generated from wireless data cards decreased from 93 million euros in. Regarding the wireless routers, revenue generated from wireless routers was 9 million euros in 2011, an increase of 1,563% from 545,000 euros in 2010. Vision started to supply wireless high-definition shower, the PC2TV, in May 2011. Revenue generated from the sales of PC2TV was 3.2 million euros in 2011. Sales of e-books increased from 432,000 euros in 2010 by 564% to 2.9 million euros in 2011. Revenues from iPhone business increased from around 1 million euros in 2010 by 284% to 4.3 million euros in 2011. Meanwhile, Vision started to provide its tablet PC called VPad in the second quarter of 2011. Sales of VPad amount to around 15 million euros in 2011. This is largely mitigated the adverse impact from reduction of sales of wireless data card. Since Vision's former business club had discontinued its current form in 2011, Vision Group recognized 551,000 euros revenue from data solution service decreased by 2 million euros or 79% from 2.6 million euros in 2010, which was the first sales generated from the service offered to the members of a business club in the last fiscal year, 2010. All of the deferred sales had been recognized in 2011, and no further revenue will be generated from the data solution services. Next, cost of sales. Cost of sales was 63 million euros in 2010, a 3% decrease year on year. This decrease was primarily due to a decrease in the cost of raw materials of wireless data cards as a result of a decrease of sales volume of wireless data cards. Cost of sales of wireless data cards was around 35 million euros in 2011, representing a decrease of 54% year over year. Gross profit. The overall gross profit margin decreased from 37% in 2010 to 19% in 2011. The decrease was mainly due to the severe falling of unit price of wireless data card. Other operating income was 69,000 in fiscal year 2011, a decrease of 88% year on year. The decrease was primarily due to a less special monetary reward or subsidies granted by PRC government in 2011. The SG&A expenses to sales was 8.5% in 2011 and 8.7% in 2010. This means a 0.2% decrease year on year. EBIT and EBIT margin. Profit from operations was around 8 million euros in 2011, a decrease of 73% year on year. The decrease was largely due to the decrease of sales and gross profit in 2011, especially the dropping of sales and gross profit of 3G wireless data cards. Accordingly, the EBIT margin decreased from 29% in 2010 to 10% in 2011. Net income and earnings per share. Net income was around 12 million euros in 2011, compared with 22 million euros in 2010. Based on the weighted average number of shares in 2011, it's around 15.7 million number of shares. The earnings per share for 2011 was 34 euro cents, compared with 1.38 euro in 2010. The decrease was consistent with the decrease of EBIT. Okay.
Let's move to page 5 of the presentation now.
Okay, next we will review the cash flow. Cash flow still remain quite healthy and strong. As at the end of 2011, cash flow from operation was around 23 million euros. Although 399,000 euros were used in investing activities and the share buyback program dividend distribution consumed around 6 million euros, the net increase in cash and cash equivalent for the fiscal year 2011 was still 17 million euros. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of 2011 was around 125 million euros, compared with 99 million euros at the end of 2010.
On page 6.
Okay. Of which 125 million euros cash, around 9.3% is located with the German holding company, while the remaining 112 million euros cash is located in mainland China. Regarding the usage for the cash position, firstly, Zovision has maintained a quite strong control on its working capital thus far. Still in the future, we remain worried of working capital requirements due to the ramp up in the sales and purchase volume of the hardware, and keep cash on hand to meet such requirements if such requirements arise. Secondly, we will look to continue to return cash to shareholders through the share buyback program and the dividend payment. We will continue to repurchase shares within the limit set by the stock exchange. And in the future, we will maintain a minimum payout ratio of 15% of the 2011 net profit for dividend payment in 2012. Thirdly, we will look to apply its cash position in the selective merger acquisition opportunities as they arise. At the same time, we remain quite confident in the company's ability to resume organic growth in 2012. Okay, next we will review briefly the share buyback progress and proposed dividend payments.
This is on page 8 of the presentation.
On 21st April 2011, we announced the initiation of a share buyback program. The program allocated around 4 million euros to purchase up to 1 million of the company's shares with a notional value of 1 euro. The share buyback program starts on the 6th of May 2011. At the end of 13th of April 2012, the company has purchased a total of 879,259 shares at the average price of €3.58. Regarding dividend, we propose a dividend of 15% of 2011 net profit to be voted on the annual AGM, to be paid the following day. This will amount to around total dividend payout of 792,000 euros. Okay, finally, I will to review the outlook for the financial year 2012. We expected the total sales revenue of between 80 and 100 million euros, and the EBIT margin will be consistent with the level of 2011. We expect pricing pressure in the wireless data terminal and mobile intelligent terminal business segment, which it intends to offset with continued new product rollouts. In terms of expected business development, revenue from the wireless data terminal segment are expected to stay quite flat, possibly boosted slightly by expansion 3.5G and possible second half year arrival 4G technology. Hybrid PC revenue are expected to show moderate growth in the consumer space and the initial sales in the industry area. WeChat Android is expected to make its first significant revenue contribution in the second half of 2012.